Fragmented Sorrow by Mandy Hines. There are times when I view your passing in a new way, a way that reminds me how much I've lost, a new way to mourn, a new experience I didn't know I'd have, so I couldn't fathom the loss of not being able to share it with you. Like when I was married and I didn't see you at my wedding, or the face of any grandparent for that matter. Or when I had a child and I couldn't show you his perfect little nose. Or when I realized whenever I'm blue, I'll always think of you, like I can't be sad about something else without being sad about you too. Then there's the time when my first story was published and I looked at the pile of things I'd never been able to share with you and realized how big the stack had grown. Then there was the first time I wrote about losing you. And then the first piece I had published about losing you, and losing you, and losing you, and losing you. Each time it feels like drowning. I can't catch my breath, and this boulder pushing down on my chest weighs me to the bottom of the ocean. The first time I showed my son a picture of you, I found a new pain to mourn. I mourned that he would never meet you, and no matter how I try, a two-dimensional photograph will never make up for that. And I mourned that he will never truly know what he missed. It occurred to me that I didn't even know if I told you about my love for writing. And I mourn that I missed sharing the most important part about me. And I worry about the things I don't yet know to mourn. I mourn that when my son first saw your house with its empty rooms and halls, he didn't feel the vibrancy once held within those walls. And he wouldn't ever get to feel like I did in that house, my sanctuary, because all he saw was the crumbling roof and the tall grasses that left no evidence of the well-worn trails we hiked. And I can't even go there without seeing and feeling the hollowness of it. When will these buildings stop collapsing around me and the ruins quit housing ghosts of everything I'll never have again? Sometimes I get tired of pretending to know what hope looks like, that when I can no longer hold up the illusion, I get buried under the cave-in. I start over again trying to rebuild the images that shelter my heart, and I try to resist the pull of my sorrow.